So today I want to talk to you about a growth mindset, specifically the difference between having a growth mindset and a fixed mindset. Now, you've heard the phrase, mindset is everything. Sounds cool, right? Even looks cool when you strap a shark's dorsal fin to a goldfish. I know many of you have seen that poster. But what does it mean, mindset is everything? Well, let's start by defining mindset. It's the established set of attitudes held by someone. Simply put, mindset is how a person thinks. And when boiled down to the basics, there are two types of mindsets, growth and fixed. So let's compare the two. With a growth mindset, you believe you can learn and improve with practice. With a fixed mindset, you believe wherever you are at this very moment is some version of where you will always be. Growth mindset view failure as feedback. It gives you greater odds of succeeding in the future. Fixed mindset, you view failure as forever. Growth mindset, feedback fuels future results. Fixed mindset, feedback is a personal attack. A growth mindset arrives at a crossroad and gears up to navigate the challenging terrain. A fixed mindset arrives at the same crossroad and chooses the easy path because why bother doing what's difficult? Those with a growth mindset are inspired by those who do things that you aspire to do. A fixed mindset is threatened by those who do well. And finally, a growth mindset lives in the present and views the journey as the ultimate prize, while the fixed mindset focuses on the final results. You see, skill and talent will only take you so far. Coaches in sports and leaders in business seek those with an unquenchable thirst to improve and are willing to put in the practice to get where they want to go. They seek people with a growth mindset. I know I've shared this before, but it's one of my favorite stories about Kobe Bryant. And those that don't know Kobe, back in the day, he was one of the greatest basketball players to ever step on the court. It could be argued he was one of the greatest to ever do it, all time. Was he naturally gifted? Yeah, absolutely. However, there were thousands of basketball players born the same year as Kobe was, with even more talent than he had, but you've never heard of them. Why? Because those people had a fixed mindset. Kobe lived with a growth mindset. And those players you've never heard of believed that they were already good enough, that their God-given talent alone would bring them success, and working like crazy to improve wasn't necessary. But not Kobe. He was in the gym working on the fundamentals, physically and mentally preparing at 4 a.m., sometimes earlier, while those with fixed mindsets slept in. Kobe got an entire practice in before everyone else even showed up for practice. Why? Because he believed that wherever he was, there was always room for improvement. One time, a young assistant coach asked Kobe late in his career, he said, "Kobe, you've won multiple championships. You've been named the league MVP numerous times. You are considered by many to be the best in the world. Why do you still show up at 4 a.m. and practice the way you do?" Kobe looked the coach directly in the eye, grabbed his arm and pulled him close and answered, "Why do you think I'm the best in the world?" You see, mindset is everything. So the word of the week is yet. Y-E-T. Choose one area of your life where you have a fixed mindset. Okay, maybe it's, I don't have enough money, or I'm not ready to ask for a sale, or I'm not the best team member at the agency. Then add the word yet to the end of each sentence. Now it becomes, I don't have enough money yet. I'm not ready to ask for the sale yet. I'm not the best team member at the agency yet. See the difference? You just turned a fixed mindset into a growth mindset by simply adding three letters to the end. So here's my challenge. Write down one behavior, just one, that you can start working to change immediately. Then name one strategy you can implement today that will help you change that behavior. Write down specifically what the result will be. And congratulations, you now have a growth mindset. And yes, mindset is everything.